the bank's only going to honor the checks and the transactions that you have entered into your positive pay bank account. If somebody gets a hold of your checks or gets a hold of your numbers or routing number, they can't cash them because it's not on your positive pay bank account list.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, and welcome to the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. I'm Mike Butler, and today we're smack dab in the middle of a 5-part episode series on the banking do's and don'ts. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the two types of bank accounts that you must have. One of them you probably have heard of before, and another one you probably never heard of before. But let's dig down into it. So these two accounts are called a sweep account and a positive pay account. Now, on your sweep accounts, we're going to talk about paying bills online. So, okay, I'm going to say this. Use your credit card to pay bills online, okay? With the exception of if you've got a Home Depot account, if you've got a Lowe's account, a paint store account, anything that has an online account where you can go log into their website and pay your bills, that's fine, okay? But outside of that, don't do writing checks to them or anything like that. Use your credit card. And here's how we're going to fix this and keep you safe from criminal dirtbags, all right? So a sweep account, here's the way it works. Get with your banker and tell them you want to set up a sweep account. Okay, it's sweep. It's like a broom. Okay, the Wicked Witch of the West, she rides on a broom. Halloween. Okay, so it's called a sweep account. And you're going to open that up. Now, odds are you probably have a business checking account right now. It doesn't matter if it's a bank or a credit union, what have you. Okay, odds are you got a business checking account. And if you live in Kentucky and have rental property, we are required to have a separate bank account used exclusively for security deposits, okay? So we got a business checking account and we have a security deposit bank account. Now, a sweep account is going to be another business account and it has a special function that protects you, protects me and you. So here's what I want you to do. Set it up, get with whoever the branch manager is, a person that opens up your accounts for you. Tell them you want a sweep account and you want to set it up. And here's the way it works. Now, all your income is going to get deposited into your sweep account. Okay. So your tenants are going to make their rent payments, ACH, whatever it is, it all gets deposited into your sweep account. And then you can set what's called a trigger. And at the end of each day, your bank will automatically move all of that money that got deposited into your business checking account. Pretty cool. Now you can set it up to keep, let's say, $100 in there. Now you're going to say, uh-oh, Mike, but what if it goes negative? What if a check bounces? That's fine. And it just reaches into your business account and pulls it back up to where you got $100 balance in there every day. Now, if somebody gets a hold of that account number and the routing number and stuff, and they try to tap into that, guess what? There's no money in there. So that protects you. So that's called a sweep account. You're going to make sure that you deposit all of your income into your sweep account. Okay. That works. Now, the next one is very different. And I didn't hear about this until last year, but it's called a positive pay account. Positive, you know, negative, a positive pay bank account. I never heard of that until last year. So here's the way it works. Online transactions. So imagine this, you log into your bank account or credit union, you're going to pay some bills. And prior to now, we could go in there and say, pay your utility company, blah, blah, blah. And your bank would print a check, put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it and mail it for free. Okay. Well, we're not going to do that anymore. It works differently. And I want you to get a positive pay account. And we're going to use that for your online transactions. And here's what it is. It's called a banking standard service. You might want to scribble that down. Banking standard service. And it's among all banks, a positive pay bank account. So what's the cost? Okay. And well, I'm going to tell you the benefit here and I don't want to get them reversed. I got a little cheat sheet. I'm trying to take notes on here, but anyway, how much does it cost? Well, it depends. Okay. Whoever the banking company, whoever the bank is, financial institution, credit union, they can make up their own rules. Well, if you maintain a $5,000 balance, you get it for free. Okay. Or maybe they got different guidelines. So see what you can do to get it from free. And some of them have a flat fee that they'll charge. It depends on the bank, depends on the credit union. All right. Now, if they want to charge you a fee, when you ask them what the cost is, ask them this: how can I get this for free? Okay. They'll probably have an answer for you. Now, here's a benefit. This is big. We're going to use, and you're going to use Positive Pay, like online banking, to pay bills online and checks, just like you used to do your online banking, but now you got a Positive Pay bank account. Okay. So if someone gets your checks or your routing number, guess what? The bank's only going to honor the checks and the transactions that you have entered into your Positive Pay bank account. I never knew this before. Okay. This is pretty slick. So the Positive Pay bank account, if somebody gets a hold of your checks or gets a hold of your numbers or routing number and account number and all that, they can submit all the checks they want. They can't cash them because guess what? It's not on your Positive Pay bank account list. Now, I'm not sure exactly how it works in the back office, but isn't it pretty good? I love that. And I'm looking at my other notes here. And just like online, let's see, with Positive Pay, it tells the bank the issued payments that you have authorized, and it won't pay any other ones unless you have authorized them, okay? So only honors what you have set up in your Positive Pay bank account. That's pretty cool. And if somebody tries to submit a payment using your Positive Pay bank account and it's not on the list, they reject it. They will not honor it. That's pretty neat. Okay. So make sure you get both a sweep account and a Positive Pay bank account. And remember, business accounts are not regulated like consumer accounts. So what's the difference there? I talked about that in episode one. In business accounts, it's basically the Wild Wild West. In consumer accounts, the Fed's all over the banks and credit unions for compliance. And the bottom line is a Positive Pay account, they're only going to honor the checks and payments that you submit. So that's pretty cool. So that wraps up this episode here. And the next episode, okay, tomorrow's episode, we're going to get into episode number 4 of 5. And that's going to be snail mail versus paperless and pros and cons and benefits. And so once again, please follow me. Please share this with other fellow investors. I want to keep climbing in the rankings and I want to bring you along with me and let's help you get those 20 nights rental houses paid for, do it safely in 3 to 5 years and never go to a bank to buy an investment property. Adios. See you on the next
one. Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.